We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Danny has given up the Wizards. Few things here that I don't necessarily get. I've got questions for
sure,
you.
Sure, I have answers.
If you guys want to call in and ask Danny any questions about giving up the Wizards,
feel free.
Do that, 800-636-1067. If you are on Team Danny and you're giving them up as well, you can call in. If you're on my side of this and you don't understand how you can do that, that's okay too, 800-636-1067. I guess my first question is show-related. They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're going to do just enough to get in a crappy Eastern Conference.
How are you going to talk about them at the time of the year where we actually have to do that when some people care? If you're not watching the games,
I will do my job. I'll watch playoff games and offer as much analysis as I'm capable. I'm not above it. I have to do my job.
So you will watch some games again.
Here's what I'm saying. This is very basic. I will not be a fan until Ernie Grunfeld is fired. Every second he's there, I won't be. Now, when it comes to my job, I'm not too proud to do my job. I'm not above it. I will have to watch and I will give opinions as needed. Right? Or not needed. If you don't want to hear from me because you know I didn't watch for December, January, February, March, you can not call on me and we do the show. I'll do the best I can. He needs to be fired. The only currency I have left is attention. I will not give them attention. It is wrong. They are wrong. This is now a contest of wills between Ted Leonsis and me. He will win that contest. That's fine. I will not patronize this establishment. I will not be part of this. As long as he's here, their process is wrong.
So my next question is, how is this different than the Redskins? Why wouldn't you give up? The Redskins have had as bad a product for just about as long.
It's a great question. Here's the answer. The Redskins are trying to do the right things. They just don't know how. They're trying to do the right things.
But there is an analogous, I think, item here, which is, they have an executive that gives them very little hope in Bruce Allen.
Sure.
Who has been around for 9 years, way too long, who just about everybody, similarly in the fan base, wants to see out, including you. I mean, if Bruce Allen's still here in 6 years or whatever, in 4 years like Ernie Grunfeld is, could you see doing this? It's very similar in the sense of you've got a guy running it that doesn't give you much of a chance that nobody wants around but the owner.
Sure. I'll give you a couple comps. The Washington Redskins drafted Daron Payne. The Washington Redskins drafted Jonathan Allen. The Washington Redskins are trying to do the things that you're supposed to do. They're not good at it. They make the incorrect decisions. They have a bad process. We can criticize that, and we should. Ernie Grunfeld has no one on his roster that he drafted from 2014 through 2017. The 2018 draft pick plays in the G League most nights. He has sacrificed time after time after time young draft picks, assets, to bring in veterans, and now has to bring in another veteran to fix his toxic, crappy culture. The analogy would be if the locker room for the Redskins was in revolt and they had to trade away their most promising young prospect this year. They had to trade away Daron Payne to make sure that they go get Ricky Jean Francois back to stop guys from fighting each other, to stop guys from pooing in the shoe.
Right.
This is the worst culture I have ever seen, and it's tolerated. I will not tolerate it. I won't do it.
800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. Now, what if they make a move that you really like?
It won't. It's rearranging deck chairs.
Okay, but hold on. But let's say they move Wall and Ariza for like whatever the best package they get back, picks and
draft
a couple
picks
ones,
and, yep.
And they make a move that could completely reset everything with the Lakers.
What if they do that?
What if they did that in 2 weeks?
They can't. They have to wait for Ariza to clear. You can't trade a guy for a couple
true.
Months.
Okay.
But point, the point
stands. What if they
do that
at the
end
of this season? The deadline, whenever.
It needs to not be Ernie Grunfeld doing it. This is the most important thing now. This is the most important thing. And the real story is, what has Ted Leonsis told him? What is his mandate? If his mandate is to just make the playoffs in a league where more than half the teams do, and 90% of the teams that don't are actively trying to lose to build for the future, and you beat out a couple garbage teams that are as poorly built as you are each season to get to the 6 or 7 or 8 seed, I need to know that. We need to know that as Wizards fans. There aren't many of us left, by the way. You keep driving us away. The prices
have
gone up.
Now. You're not. Well, you can't say us anymore.
Well, the prices have gone up. The point is, I care about the Washington Wizards. I care about them. I want them to be good. This is not just about losing, Grant. I have lost with the Wizards / Bullets my entire life. Wes Unseld was a terrible general manager. I watched. I have done this entire dance my whole life about losing. They have 5 playoff series wins in 40 years. They've never won 50 games.
With
it's
the
not
Redskins,
just losing.
You always say you're going to watch because you want to remember, basically. You need to know. Have you watched enough and now you can remember enough now with
Grant,
the Wizards?
I watched in 2011, I watched them go 20-46.
We all did. But here's my point. With the Redskins, I'm going back to the idea that the Redskins and the Wizards are so different. You say, I'm going to watch the game. And I say, why do you watch? And you say, I've got to remember. I want to know, basically, years from now that I watch. You've had your fill of the Wizards, I guess, in that front. You see what I'm asking?
Kind of. This is you're asking for various permutations and definitions and different things. Fire Ernie Grunfeld. This is the conversation. He needs to be fired. I'm not coming back till he's fired. It's not just about losing. You can lose, but there must be a purpose behind it. There is a purpose to letting John Wall explore the space, turn the ball over 7 times a game, and when he's the number 1 overall pick. Yes, I'm in. I'll watch that. There's a point to letting Bradley Beal, turn the ball over a bunch of times and not be able to dribble in traffic because maybe one day you'll see him hit a step back 3 to beat the San Antonio Spurs at home. Fine, there's a purpose to it. There's a purpose to going to the playoffs when you're not going to win the championship, when you're on the build. There is no purpose to what they are doing right now. It is a futile exercise. Their culture has sucked for a long time. He should have been fired 80,000 times over for any reasonable measure of criteria. Whether it's bad culture, whether it's toxic culture, whether it's guys fighting each other, where it's guys pranking each other, throwing suits in the jacuzzi, and leaving go-behinds in Andre Blatch's shoe. Any Andre Blatch, Nick Young, the trading away of draft picks, the terrible contracts that he signed people to, the messes of his own creation that he's gotten out of time after time, and bought himself 5 more minutes. It needs to end at once.
So I agree with everything you're saying. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't understand how he still has a job. I don't understand how anyone can view his tenure here as anything other than not good enough.
Right.
I really don't. The next leap, though, is where we disagree, where I don't understand how you're not going to watch or care. But the phones are open for you to ask Danny questions or react, 800-636-1067. Here is what I would say, though, to one of the questions I asked, as I'm playing devil's advocate, obviously, here,
mm-hmm.
too.
Sure.
One of the things I asked you is, what if they make a big move? What if they do something that is great that you love? What if they kind of hit reset and they bring in some kids or some draft picks and they go in a different direction? At some point, you just got to tell the person who's ruining things to drop the hammer. In other words, there's a person in your house doing construction. I was talking with Drew Gooden about this the other night, and this was a good analogy we kind of came up with. Someone's in your house, and they keep screwing things up. And they're like, oh, let me fix this. And they're like, drop what you're doing and walk out. I don't want you being the person drywalling over what just happened.
Right.
And with Ernie Grunfeld, he doesn't get to be the guy to make the next big trade, to start the reboot, to start the reset. So I understand that that wouldn't get you back in necessarily. How many of you guys have, quote-unquote, given up on the Wizards? How many of you guys are in the boat where you're not going to be watching them like Danny? 800-636-1067 is the number. Now, you're actively going to avoid them. Like, you're flipping
Correct.
Through. It's 97-97. They are playing the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And you stumble on the game with 26 seconds left, and they're about to inbound the basketball.
I get a reminder every time my TV turns on if the Wizards game is about to start. I have canceled that reminder. Does
okay,
that make any sense?
Yeah, I love that.
I will not be tuning into
them. You're flipping through. And at 26 seconds left in a 97-97 game, you don't have to give them any attention other than the next 26 seconds to see if they hit
no,
the game winner or not.
It's a futile exercise. It's an exercise in futility. They beat the Lakers the other night. They're 12-18. They're spinning nowhere. They just gave up their 2 best assets for a 33-year-old veteran that was good 6 years ago here to provide leadership to a group of people that should already be leading themselves. His toxic, crappy culture. One win here or there doesn't matter. This whole exercise is a hamster spinning its wheel, believing it's making progress. I will not participate in it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.